When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, A to Z English Podcast listeners, it's Jack here, and we just want to announce that we are now on WeChat. Our WeChat ID is A to Z English Podcast. That is A to Z English Podcast, one word, all lowercase. And if you join the group, you'll be able to talk with me, you'll be able to talk with Social, and we can answer your questions, we can read your comments on the podcast. So we'd love for you to join us and be active in our WeChat group. Our WeChat ID is A to Z English Podcast. Thanks. See you on the app. Welcome to the A to Z English Podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Social. And today we have a fun topic talk. And this one is, these are just silly questions, Social, and we're going to do three of them. And if you join our English Corner through the WeChat group, you can also discuss these. We discussed these questions last week, but we will discuss questions like this in the future as well. And number one is, what are your most random pet peeves? Because we talked about pet peeves before, but what's your like most random one that probably no one else is annoyed by, but only you?
My most random pet peeve, the leaving the chair not pushed in, as we discussed before.
Mm-hmm.
What's another one? I'm trying to think. I'm not too much of a picky person, so it's kind of hard for me. I hate, this is kind of a, like a weird one that's not really my business, but I just hate seeing like useless men. Like, this sounds weird, but it's kind of a pet peeve of mine when there's like a woman with like this just happened in the airport. There's a woman with literally she and her husband were at the airport, and she had like 7 kids, and I think she was pregnant with another kid.
Whoa.
And the man just like, he was supposed to get like dinner for all the kids and the wife with his oldest son, and they just disappeared for like 2 hours and then came back with nothing, and the kids were like running around and screaming, and the lady looked like devastated, and it was like, oh my god, I just, you know what I mean, I hate seeing stuff like that. Every time I see, yeah, a man just be a useless partner, that's a huge pet peeve. And it's funny because it's not really my business, but it just makes me angry.
Yeah, it's kind of I think it's funny that you were just watching that whole scenario play out and just seething, just so angry.
Yes, I was sitting across, yeah, from the lady, and I was just like, oh my god, this poor lady. And this like older lady sitting next to her was like ended up helping her with distract her kids for a while, which is really nice of the older lady to step in. But it was just crazy that the woman has a whole husband that's like doing nothing.
Yeah,
just absolutely insane.
I wonder if my wife would have stories, and unfortunately there might be some examples of me checking out for a moment, but I try not to. I try to, you know, we try to divide and conquer, you know, the best that we can.
I don't think he would have been that useless. Like, this guy was a new level, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
from what,
yeah,
I've read and seen of you, I have a hard time believing he would have been that bad, you know? So
no,
that's a big pet peeve of mine. And I think those are two big ones. I don't think that I have another one. I guess another, maybe third one, is like Noise makes me irritated really fast. So, I like things to be pretty quiet, but if I have to hear like a bunch of noise, I can just get so angry quickly for no reason, kind of. So pet peeve is like just really noisy environments can really grate on my nerves if I'm not expecting it. You know, if I'm at like a concert or something, obviously I don't really care. You expect it to be loud.
Yeah, you can't really
But if
complain about the noise at a concert.
yeah, but if it's just like sudden loudness or something out of nowhere, like it just kind of grates on my nerves.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Jack? What are your pet
I've got
peeves?
a couple. The first one I said this one was in another podcast too, but it bothers me when people say, you know what I mean? Like that, because it's
Yes,
like,
I remember
yeah.
that.
Because I'm always like, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. You don't have to ask me. You know, I'm not stupid. But it's not. That's just me projecting, because they're not really asking me a question. It's just a filler, right?
Or they're like worried that they don't make sense. Like when I ask people, oh, do you know what I mean? Like I'm asking because I think I don't make sense.
Yeah, you're being an active listener. You're actually really genuinely trying to be understood and making sure the other person understands you. So, yeah, that pet peeve is just it's on me. It's my fault. It's not other people being annoying. It's just me being annoying. Another one is that I've noticed that really bothers me. Is when did people stop using headphones and just li start listening to their stupid phones
Oh my God,
out loud?
that
Like,
happened
is
to me
there?
at the airport. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh no,
I think
I mean, but was it music or was it talking?
just random stuff like videos and talking and music and phone calls and stuff. And I'm like, why are you listening to everything out loud? Like, where are your headphones?
Yeah.
And it's so funny because just before that, I was like seeing a video. I'm like, oh, I don't want to listen to this because I don't have headphones, and so I'm not going to listen to it. And I'll just save it for later. And then there's a person next to me is like blasting this video, and like it's so weird, you know? Yeah.
I know what you mean. It happened to me yesterday. A guy in the elevator is listening to his stupid YouTube channel about baseball or something, and everyone has to listen to it. Then another person in the elevator takes their phone out and starts listening to their thing. And none of them are putting any headphones in, as if we all want to listen to your garbage. You know, it's like if I wanted to listen to it, I would listen to it myself. There's no, is there no respect anymore? What happened to people? It's just a
I just grew, actually, I grew up, you just sounded like such a boomer when you said that. But it's kind of funny because my boomer dad would actually do that. We would be watching like soap operas, like my mom and I would be watching soap opera, and my dad would come in listening to baseball on his iPad and just sit in the room listening to the baseball, like in the middle of us watching soap opera. And I'd be like, can you leave, like, or turn that off? And he's like, I just want to spend time with you guys. I'm like, then put some headphones in or watch this with us and watch
Yeah.
that later or something. It was just so annoying because it's like we can't even hear the soap opera that we're watching because he's too busy listening to the baseball game on full blast in the middle of the room we were sitting in. So
Yes.
yeah, it's really annoying.
Headphone etiquette. Come on, people. What's the craziest thing you've ever done? I mean, this is a hard question because I've done too many crazy things, but I think
Craziest
of
thing.
one.
Maybe just like deciding I was gonna move to Korea, like out of nowhere. I just pulled that out of thin air and I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'll move to Korea. That was kind of crazy, I
Yeah.
think. But it ended up working out fine. Another really crazy one that I always remember is we went to Spain when I was a little kid. I was like 9 or 10 years old. And my dad, we were like going to this castle, and my dad decided to crawl up through the castle. Like there was this an old.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sewage hole in the castle wall, and my dad decided that we should like cut through and go through there instead of walking around into the castle entrance like normal people. My mom was not
dad, the craziest thing your dad's ever done.
Yes, we were little kids, but I unfortunately was dragged along, and I was like, no, I don't want to do this. And then my sister and my dad were like getting angry at me because I was like on the verge of tears because I was like, we're going to get in trouble. We didn't get in trouble, by the way. Somehow we did that and then jumped over this like police orange mesh stuff and just acted like we were there the whole time.
Wow, you guys got away with it. Nice.
Yes, it was very weird. My dad is an insane person. So yeah, that was definitely a crazy thing. And I do remember it still vividly because something that I didn't want to do and was forced into doing. So, yeah. How about you, Jack? Crazy thing you've done?
That's funny. I mean, I think probably the craziest thing I've ever done is... I would say move to Asia. I mean, just kind of on a whim, just like I'm going to go to Thailand and teach English without any teaching experience or anything. I just went, and I didn't even know where Thailand was on a map. I could have been going to Taiwan. Like it didn't. I didn't even know. I put so little thought into it. I just got on a plane and landed. And hoped for the best, you know? And 20 some years later, it worked out great. But it was a crazy thing because it changed the entire outcome of my life. Like it just, the direction, it changed the entire direction of my life. And so it took me to places that I never dreamed I would ever go to, or had never even heard of before when I was a kid. So yeah, I think traveling, doing what we did is pretty crazy. That definitely qualifies.
Most people never do that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think about it, but they rarely pull the trigger and do it.
And I think the like hardest part though for me at least is like sorry Jack, did I interrupt you?
No.
Okay, I was just thinking, I think the weirdest part for me is, like, when you get to Korea and you meet a bunch of other people who were just as crazy as you, and then, like, some of them are actually crazy people, because, you know what I mean? There's, like, a lot of really weird expats, because, there's a lot of weird expats, because it takes a certain level of audacity and craziness to do that. To like uproot your life and move somewhere else. And so there's other people who are also crazy for different reasons though. You know what I mean? Or am I not making sense?
I have a theory about this actually, because no, I know exactly what you mean. There's kind of two groups. You know, there's like normal people that want an adventure, and they kind of do something crazy because they're like, because it is kind of crazy to move to a country where you don't speak the language, you don't know the culture, and you're going to live there indefinitely. And that's crazy. But there are also kind of crazy people that just don't fit into society back home. And so they go to another place where the local population, the local people, can't distinguish between crazy people and normal people. So there's normal people who are adventurous and then crazy people. And we all get lumped in together as foreigners. And I will always want to feel like that person over there is crazy. That person does not represent me. I'm not
right.
That person. That person is weird. That person is weird in America. That person is weird in Canada.
Yes.
That person
yes.
is a weirdo, you know? Like, you.
I had that experience a few different times. I had a lot of kind of bad experiences with other expats in Korea because you find out there's a lot of people that are there for a reason that is not the reason that you're there.
No.
They're like escaping all the bridges they burned back in their home country,
Yep.
like different weird things. I had one person that I knew that was extremely weird, like he was really friendly at first and then became like really hostile and it was like super weird and I just stopped talking. Like she totally misinterpreted a situation that we had and I was like, "Huh, maybe I actually came off like a jerk. I feel terrible. I'm so sorry." And she was like, "No, you definitely did that on purpose. You're a horrible person." And I was like, "Oh, dang, maybe I am a horrible person. I'm sorry. I didn't mean, to do that." And then that person had the same exact problem with everyone else that we knew mutually. And I was like,
Yep.
"Oh, okay. It
And
wasn't
every
me."
person that she knows back home, she's had that problem with.
Yes, that's
Yeah.
exactly what happened. And then what's another crazy one that happened? I had this one, I had like, it happened to me like a few different times with different people. And on the contrary, I have friends that people that I met that I'm still friends with, that I still stayed in touch with. But there was another, like, there was a couple that was like super racist. And I was like, oh my God, like they just started saying racist stuff in front of me, thinking I'd be cool with it. And I was like, what the heck? You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
it was so weird. And
Yeah.
also the number of expats like go to Korea and are racist like towards Asian people. And I'm like, why are you here?
Yeah,
It
yeah. That is bizarre behavior. I mean, because they're no one will take them anywhere. They don't fit in anywhere. And it's like you have to fix yourself. It's you can't just if you're broken in America and then you come to Korea and you think you're going to be fixed. It doesn't work that way. You got to fix yourself wherever you are. And but I feel like they can blend in a little bit more here in an odd way, or get away with their behavior a little bit more, because people are just chalk it up as, well, that person's a foreigner, so they don't understand. But it's like, no, it's not, it has nothing to do with them being a foreigner. They're just a weird person. They're just strange, and they behave strangely, and so they deserve they you should avoid that person. That's what I want to tell
Yes.
people.
I know. I've had that happen so many times. So ultimately, yeah, it's an interesting experience. Yeah. So I don't know, listeners, let us know what the craziest thing you've ever done was. Have you ever lived in another country? And also, do you know about the phenomenon that Jack and I are talking about? I'm curious if you guys know what we're talking about. Leave a comment down below at AtoZEnglishPodcast.com. Shoot us an email at AtoZEnglishPodcast@gmail.com and make sure to join the WeChat and WhatsApp group to talk to Jack and I directly. And Jack and I did start an English corner, as I'm sure you've heard. It's Monday through Friday for an hour a day, and we have a lot of members now. It's really cool. We get to discuss different topics just like the ones we discussed today. And everyone gets to chime in with their opinion, and it's a really great time and environment to be able to practice your English. So if you want to join us, make sure to send a message to Jack on WeChat or WhatsApp or shoot us an email at atozenglishpodcast@gmail.com. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. so you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.